WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Dopamine Hacker. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you outsmart the scroll and reclaim your brain. Today, we're diving deep into something that might surprise you. Everyday phrases that are secretly holding you back from success. Ever catch yourself saying things like I'm just not good at, or it's too late for me to? Well, buckle up, because these little linguistic habits can create self-limiting beliefs that seriously sabotage your goals. We're talking about those sneaky phrases that whisper doubt in your ear and convince you to stay stuck in your comfort zone. But guess what? You have the power to rewire those thought patterns. Let's break down 10 common phrases that might be tripping you up and how to swap them out for empowering alternatives. 1. I'm not good at. Seriously, drop this one like yesterday's news. Nobody is born a master at everything. Instead, try I'm learning about, or this is something I want to develop. It shifts your mindset from fixed to growth-oriented. 2. I'll start tomorrow. Tomorrow never comes, friends. We all know that. So ditch the procrastination and say I'm going to take action right now. Even small steps forward build momentum. 3. It's too late for me. This is a total myth. It's never too late to learn, grow, or chase your dreams. Swap it out with what can I do today to move closer to my goal? You have the power to create a future you love, no matter where you are starting from. 4. I don't have enough time. We all have 24 hours in a day. It's about prioritizing and making conscious choices. Try what is most important to me right now and focus on those tasks first. Remember, time management is a skill you can learn and improve. 5. I can't do it alone. While teamwork makes the dream work, remember that you are capable of amazing things on your own. Instead, try what resources can I leverage to support my efforts. You don't have to go it alone. Seek out mentorship, community, or helpful tools. 6. I'm not sure. There's a lot to be said for taking calculated risks and stepping outside your comfort zone. Try what's the worst that could happen. Often, our fears are much bigger than reality. 7. It doesn't matter. Everything matters. Your actions, thoughts, and beliefs all contribute to shaping your reality. Instead of dismissing things, try how can I learn from this experience? There is always something valuable to be gained, even from setbacks. 8. I'm not good enough. This one is a total trap. Replace it with I am worthy and capable. Celebrate your strengths and focus on continuous improvement. You are amazing just the way you are. 9. That's just how I am. Neuroplasticity is real, people. Our brains are constantly changing and adapting. Instead of accepting limitations, try how can I rewire my thinking to achieve this, be open to growth and transformation. 10. I'll wait for the perfect moment. The perfect moment never arrives. Take action when you're ready and make progress along the way. Remember, sometimes starting is the hardest part, but it's also the most rewarding. Think about those moments in your life where you said one of these phrases. Did they lead to positive or negative outcomes? Now imagine replacing them with more empowering alternatives. What kind of impact could that have on your life? Let me tell you a story. A friend of mine, let's call her Sarah, used to say, I'm just not good at public speaking. She avoided presentations like the plague, letting fear hold her back from opportunities. One day, she realized this phrase was creating a self-fulfilling prophecy. So, she started saying, I'm learning to be more confident in front of audiences. She joined a Toastmasters club and practiced regularly. Guess what? Sarah became an amazing public speaker. Her transformation shows that our words have power. They can build us up or tear us down. It's time to choose the phrases that empower you, inspire you, and help you achieve your dreams. So, what's one phrase you're going to swap out today? What empowering alternative will you choose? Remember, every small change adds up. Keep hacking those dopamine loops, keep leveling up, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.